This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Ryan Simonetti.
How are you, Ryan?
Good. Doing well. Thanks for having me today.
And Ryan is the founder and CEO of Convene. You may not have heard of it. The website is convene.com, correct?
Correct.
This is a company that is completely transforming the real estate business by making offices more like hotels. And you're the founder. Talk about what the business is.
Before I talk about what Convene is, especially where we are today, I think it's important to kind of zoom out. Bill Clinton has a great quote. He says, you don't focus on the headlines, focus on the trend lines.
Mm.
And I think when we talk about the trend line, one of the things that we've realized, and realized this even before founding the company, is that the office hasn't really changed a lot, but the way we work has changed dramatically. And
today's point.
And today's workplace isn't really designed for the needs of today's companies and today's talent. And if you talk to the CEO of any company today, they're going to probably tell you two things. One, it's all about talent. There's a war for talent at every level of an organization today. And the second thing is the world is very complex, and most organizations don't have a tremendous amount of visibility. And the more that you can scale up and scale down dependent on business realities is something that most companies are looking for. And we call that fighting complexity with agility. And historically,
by the way, that is a very good line, to fight complexity with agility.
And historically, real estate is the only thing left that doesn't really move like a company does today. Most companies, when looking at how they consume real estate, they're signing a 10 or 15-year lease. What CEO that you've spoken to this year knows where their business is going to be a decade from now? And what we realized was at Convene was, if given a better option, if a company could outsource a part of their real estate strategy, just like they outsource to data centers today or to the cloud or to a software provider, was there an opportunity to create a real estate as a service model? And what Convene is we call it a workplace as a service platform that partners with the world's largest landlords and asset owners to, as you said, help them run an office building more like a full service hotel. And we do that by designing, building, and operating flexible meeting space, amenity and hospitality spaces, and workspaces, really with the ultimate goal of creating a better human experience in an office building.
Give some examples of some of the companies you work with and what challenges they faced before they worked with you and how you helped them solve those challenges.
We're a unique company in that almost 80% of our revenue comes from the global 1,000, with the bulk of that coming from the Fortune 500. I think by the end of this year, we will be a service provider to almost 80% of the New York Fortune 500, and most of those have been long-term customers of Convene. And so from a demographic perspective, we're really becoming an outsourced real estate solution and a hospitality solution for larger, more established enterprises that are, one, looking to get a better experience, whether that's a meeting experience or a workplace experience. And then number two is to create better flexibility in their real estate strategy by outsourcing a part of that to us. And whether that be meeting space or workspace, our clients are finding real value in the ability to create better elasticity in that part of their fixed cost model.
Are you able to mention a client and talk about what situation?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you go to our website, there's a ton of beautiful logos. Amazon, Google, Facebook, JP Morgan. Our first client was the Fortune 5, you know, Fortune 50 company nobody talks about, which was Teachers, TIAA Craft.
So talk about PwC. That's an interesting model.
Yep.
They have people moving all the time, and there's a lot of hoteling. How do you work with a company like PwC?
I don't know if it's unique to us as a hospitality company, but your core to who we are is really being empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in our business, we not only have to be empathetic to PwC, their employees, and most importantly, the person that's running their real estate or workplace mm-hmm. strategy, but we also have to be empathetic to our landlord partners and understand how that business model works as well. And you know, what we've been able to do for PwC in particular is, given how mobile their workforce is, given the fact that a lot of their real estate to some extent is outsourced to their clients when they're doing consulting assignments, we've been able to partner with them to be a outsourced provider of on-demand meeting space. And with the launch of our new workspace solution, you know, it looks like hopefully we'll be able to be able to provide them a workspace solution as well, you know, for their mobile workers.
So let's talk about where we are right now. I'm looking down. We're on the 68th floor.
Not a bad view, huh?
I'm looking at the Statue of Liberty right now. This is pretty exceptional, about 50,000 square feet or so. Just talk about the space we're in as an example.
Yeah, for sure. So this is a
the services that you provide specifically.
So just taking a quick step back, we're at One World Trade Center. Obviously an iconic building that means a lot, I think, not just to the city of New York.
But viscerally as well to this nation.
Yeah, but to this entire country.
And the world.
And to the world. And, what was amazing about this opportunity is we were actually approached by the landlord, which is the Durst organization, mm-hmm. who's not just a partner of ours, but also an investor and convened the company. They're a large New York owner and developer. And they're partners at the Port Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to us, and they really were asking us to help them solve two problems. As they were looking to lease the building, what they found was that in order to what they thought drive better leasing activity, they wanted to create a better hospitality experience in the building,
mm-hmm.
Mainly through food and beverage and through the creation of what they'll call community. And the second thing was to build large-scale meeting space like the one we're in today so that new tenants moving into the building could be more efficient. So as opposed to building this experience in their own footprint, they could outsource to technically us and the landlord in the building. And so in the space today, we have 25,000 square feet of meeting space, hospitality space. We have a coffee shop and a food and beverage offering. And in addition to F&B services and meeting services, we are running a community program in the building. So we have a community manager on staff. In the One World Trade Center community, we have almost 1,000 members. We'll end up doing 160 or 170 programs here this year.
Really? This is a community in and of itself.
We think about every building as a community. And this
That's a great line.
And this community.
Great concept.
We'll end up having 12, 15,000 people in it every day. That's bigger than almost the town I grew up in. And so the ability to use programming, yoga, meditation, we did a Masters in Excel class. There's tango classes that we didn't even create. It was actually created by tenants in the building, for tenants in the building. And what we found is that not only has Convene created a physical space that's delivering a better human experience in the building, but we've actually created a community and a sense of place that's actually creating social connections that otherwise wouldn't exist within this building.
So it's a completely different customer experience, user experience for the tenant.
100%. And, I think the feedback we've gotten, from the tenants in the building is their people are happier because this is here.
Mm.
And back to the whole concept of talent, well, one way to retain talent is to make them happy and to make them more engaged. And I think we and the landlord here are really helping drive that for the tenants in the building.
Okay. Is there any advice to CEOs? You've got 1 minute until a break. because CEOs are now getting involved with everything.
Yeah, I would say first, things that don't make sense get disrupted. And if I put myself in the shoes of any CEO, the fact that I would commit myself from a real estate perspective to a 10 or 15 year commitment, to me, makes no sense. And if given a better option to outsource to somebody like Convene, or to go into a building where I could outsource a part of my real estate strategy to a company like Convene, to not only create better flexibility for myself, but then also to create a better human experience for my people, to me, that's a no-brainer. And I think what every CEO in the world today needs to realize is that the workplace, that physical experience, that service experience, can be a tool. It can be a tool if you commit to it to attract, retain, and develop your best talent.
We are speaking with the CEO of Convene. We're about to take a break. When you go to the website, it's www.convene.com. When
yes.
we come back, we're going to hear about unique practices that you've done to rapidly build your company into an exceptional culture.
Beautiful.
Back in a few.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Ryan Simonetti, who is the founder and CEO of Convene.com. This is a company that's bringing a concierge hotel concept into the office building. And, you know, you're the founder. You're the first one to do this. So first question is, how did you come up with an idea like this? And I know you're working. It was 2009, and you gave up everything for this.
Well, you know, you got to go back a little bit. I grew up in a family where my father was my role model and was an entrepreneur. And I always talk about, you know, in entrepreneurship, how much is nature versus nurture, and I'll say it's a little bit of both. And for me, I always knew at some point in my life I was going to start a company. How it ended up being Convene is really that I ended up, you know, after college, building a career in the real estate business. I started my career at Lehman Brothers in the real estate group and then left that company to join a company, Gramercy Capital. And at Gramercy, our principal business was actually directly investing in real estate assets. I ended up spending a lot of my time investing in hotels and office buildings. And if you think about Convene, it's the marriage of those two worlds. It's taking hospitality, design, experience, and best practices. And
so then you took your two worlds and just merged
and converted
and convened them.
And convened them, exactly. I love that. And you know, what I had realized at that time was that I would sit in one meeting with a hotel developer, and then I would sit in another meeting with an office landlord. One of them was talking about human experience, about design, about food and beverage, about concierge service, and about what technology meant mm-hmm. to that business. And I would walk into the next meeting, and that wasn't the conversation. And I realized that, well, what if you ran an office building more like a lifestyle
hotel?
Did you
have an aha moment or just happened over time?
It was over time. You know, being entrepreneurial, what I'm always looking for, what are problems? And then businesses are just solutions to problems. And the bigger the problem, the bigger the business opportunity. It just so happens we're solving a big one. Your real estate's the largest asset class in the world, and companies spend...
And you're right. It makes no sense. They're signing in 15-year leases. They have no clue where they'll be in 15 years.
No clue where they'll be.
So you're creating the flexibility. Like you said, complexity, the key to that is agility.
100%. And just before the financial crisis happened, our company actually acquired an office landlord.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did we go from just being an investor, but we also went to being an owner of a very large office portfolio. And when the financial crisis hit, every single one of our tenants called us at the exact same moment in time and said, I have to give you back space.
So the model has exploded where you've, you know, over 325 people now. You're working with tons of the Fortune 500 companies. But talk about your culture, because I think what you're telling me before is it's really interesting. You have a lot of unique practices that have made this an exceptional place to work.
Yeah. As a CEO, you always get asked, what's your special sauce? And, for Convene, I would say, hands down, it's our culture and our people. You know, to me, there's a difference between service and hospitality. Hospitality is the emotional delivery of a service experience. And as a company, core to who we are is building an organization that is deeply empathetic to the needs of our clients. And as we've built the culture over time, you know, I like to say that culture is kind of a magnet. And for us, that magnet, the foundation of that magnet started with us as founders and really kind of the core values that we wanted the company to have in perpetuity. And we call that grit. It's genuine.
G-R-I-T.
Yep. It's genuine, relentless, integrity, teamwork. And this philosophy of 1% better a day. To me, that's grit. It's this relentlessness for improvement And whether that's personal improvement, which we push a lot within the company, or you know, professional improvement, we've really adopted that at the core of who we are as a company. And we've done a lot from a rituals perspective, you know, to bring that to life. You know, a couple things that you and I were talking about before. In all of our weekly stand-up meetings, and this started at the executive team in our weekly executive meeting, we have a win of the week. And it's not just a professional win of the week, it's also a personal win of the week.
Is it both or either?
Both. And the reason we do that is to build trust within the executive team. Once I get to know you as a person, you know, I think it actually enables you to have a more trustful relationship, which actually should lead, I think, to a better professional relationship. Mm-hmm. The second thing we do is we call it the power of the note. And every week our executive team writes a handwritten note to thank somebody within our organization for something that they had done well or special the week before.
Is there a certain day of the week you do this?
So we have our weekly stand-up meeting on Monday. So every Monday, our entire executive team writes a handwritten note to a person in the organization.
And how do they know who to pick? What, is it based on an experience they had with the person? Is it someone they admire?
On every Friday, there's an all-hands kind of operational call. And as part of that, every one of our leaders, department leaders or general managers, has to give a shout-out to somebody on their team that went above and beyond. Well, once you have the shout-out list, we now have a framework to work for on Monday. And so we'll go through that. And we'll pick people out of that list, and we'll write them a handwritten note.
It's a terrific idea. We have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in, and you hear that? Write a personal note. Have a time where everyone does. That pulls the whole culture together.
It's what we call it is a culture of gratitude.
Culture of gratitude.
It's a culture of gratitude, and from a leadership perspective, we believe deeply in servant leadership. One of the things I believe personally is before you lead, you need to serve. And that's something that is core to you, not only the way that I lead, but the way that our entire organization leads.
You have about a minute and a half left. Talk about the future of Convene. Before you do, www.convene.com. Any CEOs who are looking to transform their business through real estate and making complexity agile.
Correct. What's the future for Convene? The future is bright. We are at the first at bat of the first inning as it relates to the future of work and to the future of the workplace. We believe we are the best positioned platform globally to solve a complex problem, not just for CEOs and their companies, but also for landlords at the exact same time. Our mission is to be the leading global workplace as a service platform. To touch as many people as we can and to change fundamentally the way that people work and the way that they consume a workplace experience.
About 30 seconds left. You mentioned a great book that one of your board members wrote. Just a quick snapshot of what that is, because I want to read this too, and I think our CEOs might like to.
I wish I could read more, but I do try and read often. One of our board members is Fritz Van Passion, an absolutely amazing, amazing human being, great CEO, former CEO of Starwood Hotel Group. And he wrote a wonderful book that I recommend every CEO reads called The Disruptor's Feast. And what it talks about is what are the macro changes that are happening? Globalization, urbanization, shifts in demographics, shifts in economic power from existing global seven to emerging. And how do you build an organization globally that can compete in a world that is highly complicated?
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum, Ryan.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Pleasure being here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Nick Desai, who is the CEO of Heal. How are you, Nick?
Very good. Good to be here, and thank you for having me.
And Nick is doing something small as a co-founder, which he's only trying to change the entire $3 trillion healthcare system, doing something that no one else in America has ever done. And as, you know, the hundreds of thousands of CEOs there listening in, you're all interested in health. It's personally, it impacts you. It impacts your company. So talk about what Heal does that no one else in America is doing.
Before I even get to what Heal does, I just want to make the comment you said about what CEOs are interested in. I was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago with Gavin Newsom, who's the Lieutenant Governor of California, running to be governor now, and he came and met our team at Heal. I've gotten to know him, and he said something very interesting. Whether it's a federal government, state government, city government, large corporation, small corporation, or startup, the number one cost that people are looking to control that is spiraling out of control is healthcare costs. Number one on the minds of CEOs. Even when I look at our own balance sheet, I'm like, oh, these are the salaries. What is this big number? Oh, that's the healthcare costs, right? That's the premiums and policies for all the people we provide healthcare for. So it is a cost explosion that we need to figure out a way to control. In that context, Heal delivers house calls. We do doctor house calls. We send a board-certified licensed medical doctor to your door, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week, 365 days a year, typically within 2 hours or less, and we do it and we're covered by insurance. This is not a concierge product that is available only for wealthy people. This is an in-network product. I just showed you my copay with insurance for a doctor's office visit is $40. My copay to get a Heal doctor to come to my house on Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day is the exact same $40. And delivering health care in your home is not just about the convenience and access for the patient, but house calls are fundamentally better health care because a doctor has more time with the patient, sees the patient in their own environment where they can understand medication, environmental factors, behavior, lifestyle, and diet, which together contribute up to 80% of determining our health outcomes.
It's a really interesting model. So here's the question. Sometimes people really like their doctor. Do people ever see the same doctor, or does that never happen, or is it contingent upon other elements?
Yes. So the beauty of Heal is we don't want to be an urgent care on wheels. We want to be your family doctor in your family room. And that requires us to be able to deliver the same doctor. That's why our doctors are built, the team that my wife, my co-founder, Dr. Renee Dua, manages, are full-time doctors. And so if you book an on-demand visit and you say, I need a doctor right now, you will see the doctor working in your area on that day. If you book, but you can book your visits up to 365 days ahead of time and say, oh, I want to see my kid's pediatrician and I like Heal Dr. Sam Kim. He's next working on Friday at 2 o'clock. I'll wait till Friday at 2 o'clock.
You could do that online.
On our app or on our website.
You don't have to call, wait forever. They never get back to you.
Yes.
I'm just wondering why no one else has ever thought of this.
Because there's a couple of different factors. From 1970, the year I was born, 40% of healthcare in America was delivered by house calls. By 1990, that number was less than 4%. Mm. What happened in that period of time? The explosion of employer-driven health plans, which required, other than what it used to be in 1970, when my parents got the pediatrician to come to our house, they gave them a check for whatever the amount was. As soon as employer-driven health plans came along, there was a billing requirement and a coding and charting. And before computer systems came along, that was all done by paper. And the infrastructure for that paper was so overwhelming that doctors moved to offices. That was the reason to move to offices, right? Now, just to put that number in perspective, between 1990 and 2015, the number of doctors practicing primary care in America as a percentage of the population increased 0%. At the same time, the number of people working in healthcare administration, bureaucracy, and management increased 5,500%.
I know, and that's why you wonder why healthcare costs are going up so much.
Right.
And you're cutting through all that. You are removing the bureaucracy so there's no additional cost, and that's how it costs actually less to use a doctor when you want to see them.
Right.
Which is pretty remarkable.
Because when 2010 came along and the Affordable Care Act came along, there was finally a mandate that doctors had to move to electronic medical records. That really happened, that over 80% of primary care was billed, charted, and coded electronically by 2014. That's the year we started, because then we thought that there is an opportunity to take the entire bureaucracy and business process of medicine and completely reinvent it. And that's what we set out to do. That's what my team of nerds, I'm the head nerd, do, is we looked at primary care and said 70% of revenues in primary care are going to bureaucracy, operating costs, and inefficiency. And if we build software to automate all of that, we can give that time back to the doctors to see less patients, spend more time with the patient, deliver higher quality care that saves people and their insurance companies money.
This is Robert Grease on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Nick Desai, who is the co-founder and CEO of Heal. And that's, if someone wants to see that, that's Heal.com.
H-E-A-L.com, Heal.com.
If you're driving your car, do not look at the website now. Look at it later. Yeah. But the idea is that people should be proactive. The problem, you know, we've spoken before that the problem is people, they wait until they're sick to order a doctor. But now you're giving complete flexibility.
Well, the way we look at healthcare in America as consumers is we look at a doctor like we look at a parking spot. When I have to pee and I'm in the mall at Christmas time and my kids are cranky in the back seat, a parking spot is the most valuable thing in the world to me. But other than that time, I don't ever think about, oh, I need a parking spot. I should reserve a parking spot. Doctors are the same way. I'm sick. I got the flu. I feel like really bad. I need a doctor, and then I forget about it. But the way it should be is that healthcare should be integrated in our life. And if I were to ask 100 people on the street, who are the three most important people in your life, they wouldn't say a doctor is one of them, but they should. And the reason that they should, and what we do with Heal, is when we come into your house to see you for that cold that got you to use a doctor in the first place, we have 30 minutes with the patient. The average doctor in an office has 7 minutes with the patient. We use that extra time and the technology we built for our doctors to start engaging the patient. Say, hey, Nick, okay, this is a cold and that's fine and it'll go away, but you're a 47-year-old guy, you're a couple of ounces over ideal body weight here, right? When was our last cholesterol screening? When was your last blood pressure check? When was your last colonoscopy? Now, we're proactively engaging the patient in the management of things that might become diseases or are hidden ticking time bombs that the patient doesn't even know about.
But I have a big question. This sounds great. It sounds like you cut through the time, you cut through the expense, but what about the medical record? So right now, you're bringing in a doctor. How do you know that the next doctor that sees them is going to have that? And that's one of the biggest problems.
Right.
It's like you put your ATM in, it works everywhere.
Right.
No one knows even your blood type.
Right.
So
right.
How do you manage, when doctors come in, actually saving the medical records?
So one of the biggest problems in American healthcare is a lack of portability of healthcare records, right? We expect that our data, our credit card, our ATM, our travel profile, all of these things work everywhere. Right? But our health records are tied to where we went and saw the doctor. And generally, when they're moved from one system to another, they're moved by fax. Right? Literally, we get faxes in the healthcare system. So what we did was we built a tablet-based electronic medical record system, but we don't really call it an EMR. We call it a provider interface because we didn't imagine it from the perspective of the records up and then give the doctors a clunky interface that looks like, to any of us who work in finance or technology, that was built in the 1970s. We looked at it from the perspective of the doctor and patient and said, what do they need to do to interact better? What tools do we need to give the doctor to provide better care? What tools do we need to give the patient to be engaged in their health care? And then how do we enable those records to move around? And we built technology that creates that kind of interoperability in a highly secure, HIPAA-compliant way with patients having complete control because your health records are yours. Right? They don't belong to the doctor's office you went to. They belong to you. And you should be able to move them around as you see fit.
So this gives, this gives complete flexibility. This is actually, and we'll talk about it after the break, your plans are to become the first national health provider. There's no national health provider right now, correct?
There isn't a brand. There's no national health provider brand.
Very exciting. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. We're also going to talk about clinically how you achieve the results you do. Back in a few.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Nick Desai, who is the co-founder and CEO of Heal.com, correct?
Yes.
Heal.com is the website, if you want to go, but it's just called Heal, actually. Yes. And we're also here with Dr. Renee Dua, and she is the wife and co-founder. And as a kidney doctor, you are actually in charge of all clinical operations for Heal.
Correct.
Talk about how you ensure the quality, because quality right now in healthcare is premium to everyone.
Absolutely. And I think Nick made some really good points about how important your doctor is and how your doctor is actually one of the people you should consider the most important in your life. And we take that kind of quality very seriously. The first thing that's really neat about an organization like ours is people have heard about us and doctors have come to us saying, we want to practice the kind of care you are allowing us to practice. So we have a makeup of pediatricians, family practice doctors, and internal medicine doctors who have grown tired of hiding behind a computer screen and loads of paperwork to try to get the best care for their patients. I work with a team of other medical directors, and we interview and vet each doctor. Each doctor is licensed and capable in his or her own field, and 100% of our doctors across the board tell us the same thing, which is, I want more time with patients. And I think that's a really amazing statement for a doctor, to be able to not say, I want more money, or I want you to give me every Friday off, to come to me and say, those things don't concern me, but what does concern me is I'm not doing what is best for my patients, tells you how mission-driven they are and how much heart they have for what we're trying to build here.
And that's really interesting, Renee, because what you're doing is you're helping the doctors perform at the level that they want to perform.
You bet. What is good medicine? Good medicine is not a 9-minute office visit where you sit in a waiting room, you're in a big rush, you forget all your questions, you get into the room, and then you get one problem solved. That isn't good medicine. Good medicine is taking a look at your patient wholly, and we do that a lot by looking at the environmental factors that our patients live through. And we say, listen, I'm here for a cough, but it's obvious that given your blood pressure and your eating habits, which we can see because we're sitting in your kitchen, we have some discussions to have, right?
Very interesting.
Absolutely.
So because they're sitting in the kitchen, they could see.
You bet. We see
lifestyle.
How our patients live. And you know, there's a fascinating study that was just completed called the Sprint Trial, which has declared probably half of America's population is hypertensive. Mm. You know, we've redefined the terms for what we consider high blood pressure in Americans. And so this is going to be very, very important to isolate. Again, we might go in to take care of a belly pain, but we need to make sure your blood pressure is controlled. We need to make sure you don't have risk factors for diabetes and high cholesterol and, frankly, heart disease, right? Same with children. You know, in a state like California, we require that the school system requires that you're vaccinated. We need to make sure we have access to those records so we can do what's best for those kids and make sure they can participate in school activities and, you know, go on and have a normal upbringing, right? So we don't just solve small problems. We are closing care gaps. And that really, in you know, clinical terms, makes us a value-based care provider. And that's very exciting to payers and to patients.
And I think it bears mention that the only, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to repeat this because it's so important, the only real way to save healthcare costs is to improve health outcomes. And I'll give you a great and staggeringly sad example of this. In California, that covers prenatal care regardless of your income status, if you're pregnant, the maternal death rate is 7 per 100,000 live births. That's 7 mm-hmm. mothers die per 100,000 live births. In Texas, a large industrial state in this country that does not cover prenatal care, that number is 36 per 100,000 live births. That is the same maternal death rate as sub-Saharan Africa, right? And it's happening in the United States right now. The only way to lower healthcare costs is to improve health outcomes. And when we hear policymakers in Washington, and I don't care if you're a Bernie Sanders, liberal, communist, socialist, whatever, or a Trump right-wing whatever, right? Whatever it is you are, wherever you are on the political spectrum, and most people live in the center somewhere in that, lawmakers in Washington are talking about the wrong P's. They're talking about policies and premiums and payments, and they should be talking about providers and patients.
Let's talk about your vision.
Our vision is to build the first national brand in healthcare and to deliver care to all Americans in a timely, high-quality manner, regardless of what your income or geographic status is, and to do so in a manner that fundamentally changes healthcare outcomes for the better and lowers costs in the process. We want to do for healthcare what Amazon did for retail, and the reason I use that particular example is if I would have told you when you used to have to go to the store and buy a book or buy a TV and put it, especially a TV because it's big, and put it in your car and lug it and bring it to your house and unpack it. And then I said, hey, I'm going to create a service where you can come online, order the exact same TV, and then it will come to your house and get delivered. People would have thought, well, I should have to pay more for that product, right? It's a convenience. But with Amazon, you actually pay less for the same TV, right? Because they spent their time making the warehousing and logistics of selling you a TV is so much more efficient that they can sell it more effectively than even you having to come to the store. We want to do the same thing for healthcare. Better healthcare that results in better outcomes should save people money. And our brand should be recognized as highest quality, lowest cost. What Costco, what Walmart have done in their spaces is not sacrifice quality for cost. The best rated U.S. airline in America is also considered the low fare leader, which is Southwest Airlines, right? And before Southwest came along and they were regional and then they became national, air travel was limited and they've made air travel democratic and it's available to a lot more people.
And the only company that every single year has had quarterly profits.
They're the most profitable U.S.-based airline. They're the most consistently profitable. They're the highest rated. They call themselves the love airline, but you get consistent fares. Low cost and high quality are possible, and that's what we're trying to do in healthcare.
Okay, Renee,
I think the only thing I would add to that is we're going to use technology to get out of the way between the doctor and the patient. We are going to route doctors more efficiently. We are going to acquire information from patients more efficiently. We're going to share that information more efficiently using technology so that we are focusing on the doctor-patient relationship.
Your advice to CEO?
My advice to CEOs is just don't give up. Right. If there's a reality in my career as an entrepreneur, and this is my fourth venture-funded startup, and Renee and I were literally talking about this in the Uber on the way here, is there are going to be moments where you're just like, God, I don't want it. And you're away from your kids. I'm taking a red eye back tonight, and I have an 8 a.m. office in the morning, and I have two little boys at home. Just don't give up. Just keep going. At the worst moments, at the lowest moments, the only thing that makes you different than the next person is that you didn't give up and they will.
Renee?
I would say if you know that what you're doing is right, then fight for it.
Everyone there, what I suggest you do is go to heal.com. This is the model. You've heard it first. 5 years from now, it will have transformed healthcare and be the first national provider healthcare company.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.